It's Friday, February 20th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Allen County officials have scheduled public hearings as the next step to creating a single countywide fire and EMS district. Governor Mike Braun signed a nuclear power deregulation bill into law Tuesday. The Indiana House of Representatives has passed a bill allowing syringe services programs to continue 5 more years. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Allen County officials have scheduled public hearings as the next step to creating a single countywide fire and EMS district. Last May, the Center for Excellence in Systems Engineering at Purdue-Fort Wayne presented a plan for the integration of a unified countywide fire district. A fire district is a separate entity with its own board, budget, and taxing authority. This district would combine all Allen County's participating fire districts and fire territories together, serving unincorporated areas such as townships as well as smaller towns. Officials believe combining Allen County's current fire services into one district would enhance accountability and provide proper training and support for firefighters and EMS crews. Toward the end of the unification process, the Allen County Commissioners will need to amend ordinances which created the original districts and combine them into one. For a list of public hearings and their locations, as well as a list of the participating units, visit WBOI.org. Governor Mike Braun signed a nuclear power deregulation bill into law Tuesday. WFYI's Zach Castle reports it's the first energy-related bill to become law this legislative session.
The new law means Indiana's Environmental Department no longer requires permits to build a nuclear power facility. It's also no longer able to convene a public hearing on a facility's environmental impacts in state law. Republican Representative Ed Soliday authored the bill. He says those are the federal government's responsibilities.
Now, the truth of the matter is, if we do nothing, the federal government, under Supreme Court decision, federal law, will simply preempt.
Democrats say the law removes important state oversight tools. The measure comes as the Trump administration has quietly loosened nuclear safety rules and exempted new nuclear plants from environmental reviews, according to reporting from NPR. I'm Zach Castle in Indianapolis.
The Indiana House of Representatives has passed a bill allowing syringe services programs to continue 5 more years. As LPM's April Rickert reports, the bill also has new requirements.
The bill approved this week includes residency and ID requirements and for programs to get one used syringe for every clean one they give out. Republican Representative Ed Clear is a House sponsor of the bill. He said while the provisions present challenges, they can also mean more opportunity for local buy-in.
I think over time it will strengthen syringe service in Indiana and as a result strengthen all of the other services that are provided through these programs.
In addition to clean needles, these programs offer access to HIV and hepatitis C testing and addiction treatment referrals. The bill now heads to the Senate for final approval. I'm April Rickert in Jeffersonville.
The odds that the Chicago Bears could come to Indiana just got better. WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports the Bears and state legislators say they are committed to completing the final steps of a legislative deal.
Lawmakers unanimously passed a bill out of committee to create a stadium finance authority in charge of acquiring land and paying for the construction of facilities. Speaker of the House Todd Houston says the Bears are willing to invest $2 billion into Northwest Indiana.
And we're forging a relationship that will be the foundation of a public-private partnership leading to construction of a world-class stadium setting a new standard for event day experiences.
Indiana would pay around $1 billion to support infrastructure around the new stadium, paid for in bonds and taxes on food and hotels in the region. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
Fort Wayne native Caroline Brewer has written and illustrated a unique award-winning picture book titled Harriet Tubman, Force of Nature, a Biography in Poems. Here she discusses her motivation for this project with WBOI's Julia Meek and shares a bit of the verse that celebrates Tubman's legacy and connection with the natural world.
Caroline Brewer, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Now, last we met over the mic was in 2022. You had just published Say Their Names following the George Floyd murder. And now Harriet Tubman, Force of Nature, is born. Now, what kind of a rush is this for your soul, Carolyn?
It is feeding my soul in a way that I could not have imagined some 5 years ago when this journey began. And all the readers are telling me that it's so timely that this woman, her legacy, her oneness with nature, her spirituality, her understanding of how to survive and thrive in difficult times is the story that we need now.
What inspired you to tackle this topic in the first place, and secondly, in this way?
Can I share an excerpt from the book that helps to answer that question?
Oh, please do.
Thank you. And yet these folks who are freedom bound trust their Moses will keep them safe and sound. Come rain, sleet, snow, or frozen ground. Come rain, sleet, snow, or frozen ground. Won't let nobody or nothing turn them around. What inspired me was her legacy. And learning more and more over the years about her oneness with nature and how that helped to fuel her success on the Underground Railroad and wanting to tell that story. What's so beautiful that a lot of people don't know is that Harriet spoke like a poet. Harriet's life was so dynamic and rich, and her identity was as a free woman. She felt she was as free as the eagles. There's a poem that repeats itself in the book, you know, same as the eagles. She was born free, the way God intended all of nature to be. Poetry is freeing. A lot of the rules that are in contemporary prose, we don't have to obey in poetry. So it just felt natural to write her biography in poems.
A perfect language.
Yeah.
And your glorious collage illustrations more than complement the story.
I love, love, love collage art. I've never illustrated anything in my entire life professionally. I had started playing around with collage for greeting cards for my family in 2023. I did not anticipate that it would lead to me having the guts to ask my publisher if I could illustrate the book. But I asked to throw my hat into the ring.
A very happy chance encounter then. So what has the response been, starting with the kids who read it and their teachers?
The children that I've encountered and their teachers have been wildly enthusiastic about the book and just full of so much joy. Enslavement in the United States can be a tough topic to share with anyone. It's tough for African Americans to read about it, to hear about it, to encounter images. And yet Harriet Tubman's story is a story of triumph. It's a story of victory. It's a story of a woman who would not allow the times to define her. As I said, she believed that she was born free as the eagle. Her legacy allows us to feel freer, to think more freely, to act more boldly. And children and teachers are looking for stories like that.
Carolyn Brewer is a literacy consultant and an environmentalist, as well as an award-winning author and illustrator. Thank you for sharing your story of your powerful stories with us, Carolyn. Many blessings. Stay strong.
Thank you so much.
Find an extended version of this conversation at WBOI.org. More news in a moment.
My name is Jacqueline Goldsboro, a proud public media supporter and Fort Wayne community member. I turn to WBOI because it connects me to the world right outside my door. Whether it's local news that impacts my community, educational programs that keep me thinking, or music that I can't find anywhere else. WBOI is where I go to feel informed, inspired, and in tune. Join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at WBOI.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. A massive backlog for state child care assistance has spurred lawmakers to advance a financial plan. Lawmakers continue to move a bill they say will connect homeless people with resources through interactions with police, despite advocates and police saying it will criminalize those sleeping outside. And a bill moving through the State House would restructure Ivy Tech Community College's governance and sharpen its core mission to emphasize student workforce preparedness. That's Who and What for Friday, February 20th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at wboi.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great weekend.